And a good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to play AIB in women's college basketball action this evening. AIB comes into tonight's contest 1-2 with a win over Graceland to their credit. That was by an 84-70 margin, while the Dort College Defenders are 1-4 this season. Their win came this past week in a win over Moody Bible Institute. That was last weekend in Chicago. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, taking a closer look at these two teams before we dive into our pregame interview with Coach Craig Steensma. The losses for AIB this season, their two losses are to Waldorf and the College of St. Mary, 92-69 and 101-75 respectively. The Eagles average 76 points per game, but they allow 87.7 points per outing. Eagles are making 35.1% of their field goals and allow opponents to make 43.5% of the field goals that they attempt. AIB trails in the rebounding department by 45.7 to 43.7 margin, but they have forced nearly 24 turnovers per game while committing 21 per outing. Megan Howard knocks down 14.7 points per game and has converted 20 of 21 free throws. Kateri Young is averaging 14.3 points per game and snags 5.7 rebounds with two assists. Hannah Radinius is the leading rebounder with an 11 points per game average. She also accounts for 12.3 points per game and converts a team-high 45.8% of her shots. Mackenzie Nessa is averaging 8.7 points per game and Michelle Miller is at 7.7. The Defenders are 1-4 this season. This is the final tune-up before the GPAC season begins. Dort College is averaging 67.4 points per game and allows 62.6 points per outing. The Defenders are getting out rebounded 36 to 32.4 and are making 40.5% of the field goals that they try, while foes are converting 41.9% of their shots. Caravan Dyke scores 14.6 points per game and grabs 7.6 rebounds. The junior post player is making 51.9% of her field goals. Brianna Spronk has her scoring average up to 11.6 points per game, and Elise Marish is good for 8.4 points per outing. Marish ranks second in rebounds with a 6.2 average. Jasmine Skelhaus has stepped in and scores 7.6 points per game and is 7 of 15 on three-point attempts for 46.7% success. These two teams have a history. AIB and Dort played last year, with AIB storming back from a late deficit to win 66-64. The game was marred by 63 turnovers combined by the two teams. Dort College had a 51-29 rebounding advantage and converted 7 of 20 three-point shots. Jessica Gelsmo was good for 14 points with 7 rebounds. Kara Van Dyke had 13 points. Brianna Spronk added 6 points and 10 rebounds. Dort College won the meeting of these two teams 2 years ago here in Sioux Center. AIB lost to the College of St. Mary on November 10 by a score of 101-75. The Eagles were 24 of 73 from the field for a 32.9% success, and the Flames were 36 of 79 from the floor for 45.6%. Mackenzie Nassa scored 20 for the Eagles, and Hannah Radinius added 10 with 13 rebounds. Alex Berkesmeyer chipped in with 15 points off of the bench in 20 minutes of play. Nassa converted 4 of 6 three-point baskets as the Eagles made 12 of 23 as a team. The Eagles turned the ball over 26 times to 21 times for the College of St. Mary. The Flames had a slight 47-46 rebounding edge. Roberts Wesleyan upended Dort 70-54 on Saturday in Chicago at a tournament hosted by Moody Bible Institute. Elise Marish had 16 points for the Defenders, while Kara Van Dyke added 13 with 5 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus scored 9 points and had 3 rebounds. The Defenders were out-rebounded 30-23 and committed 12 turnovers to 10 for Roberts Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach, right after this. Let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the AIB Eagles in non-conference basketball. And for you, Coach, the last time you get to tune up outside the conference before things start up on Saturday at Doan. First of all, the Chicago trip, what did you accomplish? How do you feel like you played on Friday and Saturday of last week?
Well, it was good. It was good, Mike, to play 80 minutes in back-to-back games within 24 hours. So the one team, Roberts Wesleyan, was a very, very good NCAA Division II school, and they were very athletic. athletic, and you know, we learned a lot in that game. And then also we played Moody Bible Institute on Friday night, and we're able to, you know, have everybody play and get some minutes, and everybody scored in a win. And so that was nice too. It was a fun trip, and you know, a lot of hours on the road together helps chemistry and cohesion, and just a lot of fun.
Taking on an AIB team this evening. You played them last year, and you were hampered, and hampered isn't even a strong enough word for what happened last year in that contest, but turnovers just plagued you. AIB, a new coach this year, a lot of new faces. What can we expect from the Eagles tonight?
Well, they shoot a lot of threes, and they attack the basket a lot. They get to the free throw line a lot. You know, they're very athletic guards that aren't afraid to mix it up. So, you know, that's what we can expect. They're 1-2, and we saw them a little bit in a scrimmage before the season at Grandview, and, you know, just they're very, very athletic. So the new coach has brought in a bunch of new players, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what exactly that brings them tonight.
Your roster is going to look a little different this evening. I see Danelle Bone in street clothes, and I see Kayla Brookice warming up. So things are going to look a little different for your team again this week.
Yeah, Danelle's going to sit this one out and try to rest her ankle. We have a conference game on Saturday, so she really wants to be ready to go for that. And, you know, it isn't getting better 100%, so we want to try to accomplish that this week. And then also Kayla has joined us this week and, you know, brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and she'll get to see the floor tonight. She's going to be in the starting lineup tonight as she's had a couple of really, really good days of practice.
How are your freshmen coming along? You're five games into the season now, and conference right around the corner, as we've alluded to several times. Are you ready for the next step and get into conference play?
Yeah, they're doing good. They do a lot of things well, and then they kind of revert back once in a while and make freshman mistakes. And, you know, they're learning to focus over a full, you know, practice time isn't always so easy for them. And the physicality of the games has been a good wake-up call for them in terms of saying, oh, okay, I need to be more aggressive. I need to be more physical in practice and in games. So, you know, I really like what they can do, but we need them to keep developing if we're going to keep developing as a team.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about, many different things on this Wednesday evening, and talking about the road trip to Chicago. Ended up being a safe trip for the Defenders. Came away with a 1-1 record, obviously hoping for the sweep, but the 1-1 record will have to do. Andor College tries to get in the win column again tonight as they wrap up pre-conference play. They have Doan looming on the schedule come this Saturday afternoon. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Let's pause for our national anthem. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from AIB, and Coach Keith Holt Coleman. They will start number 15, a 5'4 guard from Las Cruces, New Mexico, Alexis Burkhartsmeyer. She's averaging 7.3 points per game. Kateri Young's a 5'10 sophomore from Houston, averaging 14.3 points per game. Arielle Hunter is a 5'10 sophomore from Queen Creek, Arizona, averaging 2.7 points per outing. Number 35, Morgan Hansen's a 5'10 junior from Dayton, Iowa, averaging 2.7 points per game. And Hannah Redinius is a 5'8 senior from Ida Grove, averaging 12.3 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, it'll be Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She is playing in her first game of the season this year. Jasmine Skelhaas is a 5'7 freshman from Pella, Iowa, averaging 7.6 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 14.6 points per game. Number 35 is Brianna Sprock, a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.6 points per game. And Elise Marish is a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 8.4 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Opening tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are just about set for basketball. Non-conference women's action at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday evening. Brianna Sprunk to jump it up for the defenders against Kateri Young for AIB, and the opening tap goes out of bounds. Last touched by AIB, Italy, Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the ball as we start play. Van Dyke inbounds to Skelhaas. Skelhaas will take it across half court. She's got it on the right side. Gives it up to Brookice. Brookice making the transition from volleyball. Pass goes left side. Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the wing. Skelhaas back out front. Brookice puts it on the deck. Drops it off for Marish. Marish layup good. 2-point basket for Elise Marish off the assist from Kayla Brookice, and the Dort College defenders own a 2-0 lead. Into the front court is Burkemeister. And the pass through the lane is deflected out and last touched by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, that's going to be a challenge. Burkhartsmeyer, the pronunciation on that one, that's a mouthful. Dort College with the basketball. They get it right side over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas goes right wing, gives it up to Brookice. Brookice to Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball, goes into the corner. Brookice. Brookice with the ball, puts it on the deck, drives the lane again with the left hand, scoops it up. No good. Had the open look at it. Now a jump ball called on the alternating possession. It will be AIB basketball. AIB gets it. Dort College on defense as AIB will walk it up. Bringing the basketball up is Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. Burkhartsmeyer passes left side, gives it up to Kateri Young. Young with it at the point. She's going to drive left side. Nothing there. Kick out pass left side. Burkhartsmeyer, three-pointer off the mark. No good. Elise Marish hits the deck hard. She got boxed out tough underneath the basket. She comes flying out of the free throw line. Dort College gets the rebound. Pass it off right side of Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it off Skelhaas. Three ball corner, no. Rebound tapped and controlled by AIB. Pretty physical under the basket right now. Here comes AIB. Redinius passes into the front court. Hunter. Hunter faces up. Her shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Van Dyke. And she is promptly fouled on the play by Morgan Hansen. Hansen commits the personal foul. 18:26 left to play. In the first quarter, in the first half, that is. Five in and five out. We've got a line change here at with the AIB Eagles. AIB with the basketball. Beg your pardon, Dort College with the basketball. AIB showing pressure defense. Pass goes over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives it up. Right side. Comes over to Marish. Marish, Brookice. Brookice, left side, Sprunk. Sprunk, lob pass underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke lay in. Good, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to go for the three-point play opportunity. Fouls charged to Kristen Jones. Jones whistled for the personal foul. Jones averaging 5.7 points per game. She checked in at the last dead ball. Free throw on the way for Van Dyke is up and down. So Van Dyke makes the free throw. She's got 3 points. And the Dort College defenders lead it 5-0. AIB with it in the backcourt. Bringing the basketball up is Howard. Howard has her pocket pick. Take it away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Spronk, and Spronk puts it up too strong. Hits it over the top of the backboard. Actually makes contact with the shot clock. Andor College turns it over on the errant shot by Spronk. So that goes out of bounds. It'll be AIB basketball. Andor College showing full court pressure defense again. Bringing it up is Nessa. Nessa goes right wing, underneath, facing up, shot blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound taken away by Marish, off of the block shot on the attempt by Jones. Here comes Dort College. Skelhaus goes right side, Marish. Marish with the basketball on the right wing. Out front, Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the basketball. Brookhuis gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking for the pick and roll, instead gives it up to Spront. 10 to shoot, underneath Marish. Marish shields her player, shot won't go, but she's fouled on the play. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair of free throws. Going to the free throw line will be Elise Marish. So Marish will go to the free throw line. Marish with two free throws on the way as she was fouled in the act of shooting. The first free throw by Marish is up and good. She's a 71% free throw shooter entering the contest. She gives Dort College a 6-0 lead. Pending the second free throw coming. Another free throw coming. This one's up and off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke off the glass, off the side of the backboard, no good. Here comes AIB back the other way, and the pass is long and out of bounds, and AIB turns it over. Dort College leads 6-0. 6-0 our score, Dort College. 17-20 remaining here in the first half. Inbounding the basketball will be Van Dyke. Gets it into Skelhaus. Dort College has not gone to their bench yet. AIB has shuffled the deck a couple of different times. With the basketball, they go Spronk. Spronk on the right wing. Spronk gives it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will set the offense. Skelhaus gives it up high post Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke drives in. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Muscles it up and down again. Another 2 points for Kara Van Dyke. She's got 5 points. And the defender lead is 8-0. 8-0 our score. AIB with the basketball trailing. They have yet to get the ball in the basket. And a turnover on the other end. AIB loses it. Out of bounds. Ariel Hunter turns it over. And the Dort College defenders will now go to the bench. Robin Blunt into the contest. Jessica Jelsma in. And for the first time this evening, we also have Micah Hulst checking into the contest. I believe we've got the changes for Dort College. AIB on defense, picking up her dribble as Jelsma gives it back over to Spronk. Spronk left side, Blunt. Blunt puts it on the deck one time, twice. Into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Jelsma, 15 to shoot for the defenders. 8-0, Dort College leading. Spronk with it out front in between the circles. Brianna puts it on the deck one time, twice. Gets chucked, gets it over to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt with it in the corner. Back over to Spronk. 3 to shoot underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot hangs on the rim and drops in. Kara Van Dyke with a 2-point basket. She's got 7 early points, and the Dort College defenders have opened this evening's contest with a 10-0 lead. Steal on the other end. Basket by Spronk, no good, but the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. AIB, another 5 new players coming into the contest. Checking in Boswell. Also back into the game is Kristen Jones. Van Dyke to throw it in. Van Dyke over the top, Jelsma. Jelsma puts it in on the deck one time. Now over to Blunt. Dort College basketball leading 10-0. With it, Jelsma. Jelsma puts it on the floor with the left to the left elbow. Nothing there. Spront, 15 to shoot. Spront drives baseline. Puts it up, and she's fouled on the play. So foul called on the play. To the free throw line will be Brianna Spronk. Spronk, a 71% free throw shooter. This will be the 5th foul shot by the defenders already this evening. AIB from the field, 0 for 3. Dort College, 4 for 10. Free throw by Spronk, no good. She's got another one coming. 4 minutes and 10 seconds into this contest. That's foul number 2, by the way, on Megan Howard. So Howard has just picked up her 2nd personal foul. Brianna Spronk makes 1 of 2. Dort College 3 of 5 as a team. And the defenders lead it 11-0. 11-0 our score. AIB wilts under the pressure. Dort College gets the steal. Jelsma back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looks to reverse it. Gives it back instead over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma has it on the wing. Picks up her dribble. Comes back out front. Newman. Emily Newman into the ballgame at the last break. She comes right side over to Blunt. Blunt with the ball in the corner, and she's going to be called for steps. Nord College called for the turnover in the front court in the offensive set. AIB basketball in the backcourt. This is Miller. Nord College with a trap. And Keith Coleman, animated on the AIB bench, wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to AIB. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. In the corner, Micah Hulse comes away with a steal. Here comes Nord College. Defenders with the basketball after the turnover. Driving in, a layup by Newman. Emily Newman with the basket. And the Nord College defenders extend the lead to 13 to nothing. AIB back the other way. Missed shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Here come the defenders. Nord College with the basketball into the front court. Spronk driving the lane. Kick out over to Blunt. Blunt baseline jumper misses. No good. Rebound taken away by AIB. Nord College leads it 13 to nothing. Newman with that two-point basket moments ago after the turnover. AIB setting their offense. Bailey Boswell. Boswell gives it right side over to Howard. Drive into the lane, and we've got a foul called on Brianna Spronk, and Spronk will be whistled for her first personal. Foul number one on Spronk. Free throws coming for Kristen Jones. Jones to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Kayla Brookice will check into the ballgame for Dort College. First free throw plants it on the back iron, and it drops through for Kristen Jones. Jones, a 60% free thrower. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the back iron, no good, and it won't drop through. Dort College with the basketball, so AIB gets on the board a little over 5 minutes into the contest. Newman with it, backing her way in, fires it off the glass, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Hulse shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice, three ball, rein it in. Three-point basket for Kayla Brookice, and the Dort College defenders lead it 16-1. 16-1, our score. Dort College with the basketball back after the turnover. AIB turns it over in the backcourt. Here comes Dort College with the ball. They'll inbound at midcourt. So Dort College owning the advantage early on. Dort College trying to leave no doubt here early. Inbounding is Spronk. Spronk gets it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus will set the offense. Skelhaus across half court. She's got it on the right side. Gives it up to Brookice. And Brookice is fouled on the play. That's going to go on Katira Young. Young whistled for the personal, her first, team foul number five. So AIB in danger of sending Nord College into the bonus situation here at the 14:03 mark. They've got one foul to give. Skelhaus goes high post, Spronk. Spronk with it, free throw line jumper is good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. She's got three, and the defenders out to an 18-1 lead. AIB basketball, quickly up the floor, the Eagles. Setting the offense is Hansen. Hansen goes right side, Redinius. Redinius comes, free throw line. It's Hunter. Hunter with the pass inside, and it's stolen away by Spronk. Spronk able to jump the passing lane. Brianna Spronk driving in, loses her footing. Ball is tipped out of bounds, and Spronk hits the floor hard. And she will get help on her feet from Elise Marish. 13:32 left to play, first half. Dort College 18, AIB 1. Inbounding, they get it to Marish. Marish puts it up, draws the contact, and she's fouled. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Dort College leads at 18-1. That's already team foul number six on the AIB Eagles. And free throws coming here for Marish. First free throw is good. Marish makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. 4 points for Marish. And the defender lead is 19-1. And AIB wants another timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College off the inbounds play. They get a bucket from, I beg your pardon, that was on a free throw by Elise Marish. She's got 5 points, so beg your pardon there. Dort College leads at 20-1. And for AIB, they've exhausted two timeouts already. They've got they've used up 2:30s. AIB with the basketball on the backcourt. 13:20 and counting. first half. AIB with the basketball. They break the press. Kateri Young on the right side. Leaner, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB, and they'll retreat to the perimeter. Three-pointer on the way is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish tries to throw it back over to Skelhaas, and it's over Skelhaas' head and out of bounds. Turnover to Ord College. It'll be AIB basketball. So far in this one, that is turnover number two on the Dort College defenders. AIB, by comparison, nine turnovers. Thank you to our stat crew, Jeff Sager and Heather Vanderkoy, working the stats courtside this evening here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Kick out pass, three-pointer after the inbounds play. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Marish. Marish with the basketball. Here comes Dort College. Comes over to Spronk. Spronk on the left wing. Underneath, Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up in traffic, and the rebound is taken away by AIB. Mackenzie Ness over the basketball. Three-pointer is up off the window, and the bank is open after hours for Michelle Miller in Sioux Center as she kicks one off of the glass from about 20 feet, counting for, well, over 20 feet for 3 points. Back the other way, Skelhaas with a head full of steam. Stops, drops it off for Marish. Marish the bucket, Skelhaas the assist. 22-4, Dort College leading. AIB basketball, Eagles have it. With it on the left side, the Eagles, Megan Howard. Howard with the ball, gives it up Miller. Miller, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for and taken away by Skelhaas. She cleans up the mess after Marish was able to occupy her player, Kristen Jones. Three-pointer, corner, in and out, no good by Brookeis. By the steal of Brookeis comes away with an offensive rebound. She swiped it away down around the waist. With it is Marish. Her spinner in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. Eagles coming back the other way. Eagles struggling to get on the board. They throw it away again. Well, they come up with it in the corner, though, before it goes out of bounds. Far right-hand side. Three-pointer is up off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball, gives it up Skelhaas. Skelhaas relentlessly pushing the basketball. Stops, pops, 10-footer, left elbow, wing, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB's Howard. Howard driving back the other way, puts it up, drew the contact, and Sprunk is going to be called for the personal foul. It's foul number two on Sprunk, so she has both of the Dort College fouls this evening. Free throws on the way for Megan Howard. Howard to shoot a pair. AIB trailing 22-4. Make it 22-5. Howard is near to a sure thing from the free throw line as you can get. She is 21 of 22 this season. Another free throw on the way for Howard. This one is up and down. Howard makes them both, and the Dort College defenders lead 22-6. Brookeis in the lane. Nothing there. Kick out Skelhaas, 17-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound tracked down in the corner by Newman, controlled by Brookeis. Brookeis got it in after it was saved by Newman. Van Dyke with it at the point. Underneath Marish. Marish spins, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Two-point basket for Elise Marish. Marish with 9 first-half points, and the defender lead is 24-6. We approach the midpoint of the first half. AIB basketball. With it on the right side, this is Miller. Miller spinning her way to the right baseline. Nothing there. Kick out pass. AIB working it is Boswell down on the baseline. Kick out pass. Three on the way. No good. AIB resorting to threes only. With the basketball is Brookeis. She had Van Dyke open. She still has her open. Layup is good. Van Dyke with a two-point basket off the assist from Brookeis. And the Dort College defenders lead 26-6. 26-6 our score. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Shot no good on the other end as we resume play. Micah Holst with it. She gets it away to Skelhaas. Dort College with the basketball. We are now halfway through the first half. Dort College with a 26-6 advantage. With the basketball down low, Marish. Marish comes over to Raddick. Raddick, two-point basket is good. Lexi Raddick with the two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 28-6. 28-6 our score. AIB with the basketball. Baseline jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by AIB, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the defenders. We'll wait and see who it's going to go against. So the foul's going to go on Raddick. So AIB to inbound the basketball. And now a tie-up called on the ensuing inbounds play. And the Dort College defenders force the turnover on the play. Dort College leads it 28-6. 28-6 our score. Inbounding will be Marish. Marish to throw it in. Marish with it, gets it over to Raddick. Raddick with it on the sideline, brings it back to the middle of the floor. Now she's on the right side with it. Raddick with the basketball. Comes over to Newman. Newman has to race after it at half court. Now she's going to be called for double dribble. Turnover gives the basketball back to AIB. AIB with the basketball. After the turnover, 9:28 remaining. First half of play. Dort College leading. AIB basketball. Hansen. Hansen to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. Goes top of the key to Redinius. Redinius trying to spin her way in against Newman. Stops, and she's going to be called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Dort College defenders. So Dort College gets the ball back. And the Dort College defenders enjoying a big early lead. Van Dyke in. Holst is out. Marish throwing the ball in. Marish gets it in to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jessica Jelsma bringing it up, and we've got a foul called on Kateri Young. Young whistled for her second personal, and from here on out, Dort College is going to be shooting free throws. Jessica Jelsma to shoot a one and the bonus. It's team foul number 7 on the Eagles. 28-6 our score. So free throws on the way for Jelsma. So Jelsma, first free throw is on the rim and it drops through. Jelsma with her first points of the day. Brookice is in, Raddick is out. Another free throw on the way for Jelsma. So Jelsma puts it up, and that one catches the iron and drops through as well. So the rim's friendly to Jessica Jelsma so far. She's got a couple of free throws made. Dort College leads at 30-6. 30-6 our score. Dort College with the lead. AIB with the basketball. Michelle Miller. Miller tries to go high post. Ball is tipped by Newman. Picked up by AIB. They go down to the post. Shot is up in the interior. Shot no good. Another fight for the rebound. And unable to knock down the short shot is Kristen Jones. Ball is deflected out by the defenders. And AIB will get the basketball on the out-of-bounds play. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding the basketball will be Michelle Miller. Miller to throw it in. Miller gives it up to Boswell. Boswell loses it. Jelsma comes up with it. Gets it away to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke gets it away. Ahead of the pack it goes to Brookice. Brookice to Marish. Marish underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke had a wide open shot. Got a little too antsy with it, though, before she could put the ball up. And she turns it over as it trickles out of bounds off of her fingertips. Dort College on defense, leading 30-6, and now we've got a foul called in the backcourt on Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for the personal. Foul number 4 on the defenders with 8:21 remaining in the half. AIB basketball. Michelle Miller. Miller comes out front. Burkhartsmeyer. Ball fake. Shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound cleared out by Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma right side. Marish stops from 18. Posts up to Jelsma. Jelsma kick out pass Van Dyke. Three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound on the weak side, though, by Marish. Marish out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Gives it up Jelsma. Jelsma, Marish. Marish flashing in the lane. Her shot is up. Gets it to go, and she's fouled on the play. Marish with 11 first-half points. And the Dort College defenders own a 32-6 advantage. 32-6 our score. Jamie Cook's going to check into the ballgame for Dort College. Cook is in. Sprunk is out. On the floor for the defenders, it is Marish, Cook, Brookice, Jelsma, and Van Dyke. Those are the five on the deck for Dort College right now. Free throw by Marish is up, and she completes the three-point play. Marish with a dozen. Dort College leads 33-6. Steal by Jelsma. Jelsma coming back the other way with it now. She goes right side Van Dyke. Stops 18 feet from the hoop. Comes back out to Marish. Marish, Brookeyes, swing pass left side Jelsma. Jelsma to the flashing Marish, and it's taken away. AIB comes up with the basketball. AIB brings it up. This is Hansen. Hansen to Redenius. Redenius, layup, good. Hannah Redenius with a two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 33-8. That runs ends a run of 11 points in a row for the defenders. Brookeyes with the basketball goes right side. Gives it up, Jelsma. Jelsma driving with the left hand, short on the layup attempt. Here comes AIB back the other way, Redenius. Long pass into the front court, taken back by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the left wing. Jelsma setting the offense. Comes out front, Brookeyes. Brookeyes with the ball. Brookeyes driving in, shot missed, no good. Collision on the play, no call made. Here comes AIB back the other way. Redenius with the basketball. She comes right side. Hansen shot, no good. Rebound cleared out by Marish. So Morgan Hansen misses a shot. Marish comes up with a rebound. Dort College leads 33-8. 33-8 our score. Out front, Cook. Cook drops it inside Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Puts it up, draws the contact, and she's fouled on the play. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. She's got 9 first half points. Dort College led so far by Elise Marish with 12 first-half counters. So two free throws on the way for Dort College and Kara Van Dyke. Three new players coming into the contest for Dort College. First free throw by Van Dyke is up and down. Van Dyke, a 67% free throw shooter entering the contest. She is now 14 for 20 this evening, and that comes out to an even 70%. Last year, she was up around 80% for most of the season. Free throw is up and good. So Van Dyke rattles the second one in, and the Dort College defenders lead it 35-8. Dort College started with a 13-0 run. Then they went on a 7-0 run after AIB scored a free throw. And it's been all Dort College here in this first half. 6:11 left to play in the first half. Long pass into the front court, layup, missed it, no good. It was a great opportunity for Ariel Hunter, and Hunter couldn't make the short shot. Here comes Dort College, back the other way, Skelhaus at the top of the key, comes back right side, Brookeyes, three-pointer, bang. Three-point basket for Brookeyes. Brookeyes with 6 points, and the defenders lead 38-8. An over and back violation charged against Dort College. AIB has the basketball. So AIB with the basketball. They get it inbounded to Redenius. Ball inside, and it's tipped and taken away by the defenders. Here comes Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus, left side Spronk. Spronk underneath Micah Holst, and Micah Holst is hammered on the play. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Holst gets fouled on the play. Ball's going to go on Hansen, and that's number 2 on Morgan Hansen. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. First free throw by Holst is good. Holst averaging 3.2 points per ballgame. That's just her second free throw attempted this year. She's now 1-for-2. Free throw is up, and that one's good with the flick of the wrist as well. 40-8, Dort College leading. AIB in the backcourt with the basketball. They get it across the timeline, pass up the floor, and a reach-in foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal, and AIB. Now they're going to say it was before the shot, so a blocking foul called on the defenders. That's on Van Dyke, and that's number 1 on her. AIB to inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. AIB throwing it in. With the basketball is Redenius. Redenius shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared out by the defenders. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up is Skelhaus. Skelhaus floater in the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holston. She gave it right back to AIB. She got the offensive rebound, then looked to kick it out, and AIB took it away on the outlet pass. AIB with the basketball. Miller. Miller on the right elbow of the lane. Comes back out front to Redenius. Redenius with the basketball. Back to Miller. Miller looking down low for Jones. Jones still trying to post up. Now she'll vacate it. Go up to the high elbow. Shot no good. Jones there for the rebound, though. Her shot no good. Another shot attempt by Jones is good. Kristen Jones with a two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 40-10. 4:40 and counting. Robin Blunt in traffic. Shot no good, and she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jones. That's her second. Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. Double bonus from here on out for the defenders. So the free throw's on the way for Blunt. Right-handed free throw is up. In and out, no good. Robin Blunt, 4 of 7 from the free throw line this season. 40-10, our score, Dort College, up by 30. Another free throw on the way for Blunt. So Blunt, free throw is up, and no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, it comes back over to Blunt. Blunt to Newman, Newman with the ball. Newman goes right side to Blunt. Blunt with it on the baseline. Blunt gives inside Hulst. Hulst fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. I think that's going to go on Mackenzie Nessa. Nessa whistled for the personal foul. Foul number one on her. And Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Micah Hulst with a pair of free throws earlier. Misses that one. She's 2 for 4 for the season. She's got another one coming. Blunt will check out of the contest. Checking in is Brookice. So it's Brookice, Skelhaas, Hulst, Newman, and Van Dyke. Free throw by Hulst, no good. Got her own rebound back, tries to fire it out, and it's taken away by AIB. Long pass into the front court, led Jones just a little too far, and AIB turns it over. Dort College with the basketball, leading 40-10, 4:17 remaining in this contest. Well, it's in the first half, beg your pardon. With it is Skelhaas. She fakes left, goes right. Kick out pass, Brookice, another three, got it. Three-point basket for Kayla Brookice. She's got three threes. Dort College leads 43-10, 9 points tonight for Brookice. AIB basketball. Skelhaas stops the drive. She passes it off, forces the pass out. This is Redenius. Redenius to Miller. Miller, free throw line jumper, misses off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College off and running with it. On the right side is Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Marish. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot, good. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. She now has 13 points to lead all scorers. Foul number three on Kristen Jones. So the free throw on the way for Van Dyke is up and good. So Van Dyke makes the free throw after she got fouled. So that was a three-point play. Everybody fell asleep on the free throw lane. And now the ball tapped out of bounds slash touched by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB inbounding the basketball, and AIB wants another timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. AIB basketball after the timeout. They have two remaining. 3:24 left to go in the first half as Coach Keith Coleman in his first year as head coach at AIB finds his team down 46-10 here in the first half. Missed three-pointer from the corner. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Gets it away to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball at the free throw line. Left side, Newman. Newman, nothing there. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Had Marish open on the cut underneath for a moment. Now gets it away back over to Brookice. Brookice free throw line jumper. Got it to go. 11 points for Brookice in her first game of the season. 45-10, Dort College leading. Under 3 minutes left to go in the half. AIB with the basketball. Driving in. Shot is blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it Into the front court is Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice, another three. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Kayla Brookice. Brookice with 14 first-half points, and the defenders lead 48-10. AIB basketball racing back the other way. Young, wild shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlets over to Brookice, and Brookice lost it out of bounds. Turnover gives the basketball back to AIB. AIB with the basketball. Dort College threw it away on the other end. 51-10, Dort College in front. Micah Holst will check in. Checking out is Elise Marish. And the AIB Eagles will send new players into the contest. Running the point will be Mackenzie Nessa. Jamie Cook also checking in for Dort College. Checking out will be Kara Van Dyke. So the Dort College defenders with this one in hand, up 51-10 as we approach halftime. Shot is up in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Hannah Redinius. Redinius missed the shot, got her own shot back. Reverse layup attempt, no good by AIB. Rebound taken away, here comes Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball after Holst got the rebound. Jessica with the ball, goes left side, Newman. Newman to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma looking, goes left side over to Newman. Newman with the ball. Comes right side, intended for Raddick, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. 1:54 remaining. 1:54 left to play in the first half. Dort College 51, AIB 10. Comes back out front. They go to Newman. Newman down to the baseline. Spins it back over for Holst, and Holst with the short shot. She's got 4 points, and the defenders lead 53-10. Dort College right now on a 13-0 run. They've had several double-digit runs here this evening. AIB with the basketball. Hansen. Hansen on the way. Shot on the way is good. They got the cut, the pass to the cutter, Bailey Boswell. Boswell makes it 53-12. Dort College in front. Jelsma with the basketball, and a double dribble called on Jelsma. 1:16 remaining. First half. Dort College with a 53-point outburst, also limiting AIB to 12 points. This is a team that was averaging 76 points per game coming into the contest. Three-pointer off the heel, no good. And AIB has taken almost exclusively three-point shots here in the first half. Pass over to Newman. Newman has her shot blocked. Long pass into the front court. AIB trying to race after it. Ball saved into Raddick. Raddick gives it back over to Micah Holst, and they're going to say Raddick was on the baseline, out of bounds. AIB will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So AIB to throw it in. Triggering will be Mackenzie Nessa. Nessa gets the ball inbounded to Hanny Redinius. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, Jamie Cook comes down with it. Outlets over to Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma on the left wing, stops, nothing there. Comes back over to Cook. Cook to Raddick. Raddick underneath to Holst. Holst double-teamed, lost her footing. Gets it back over to Raddick. 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Jelsma. Three-pointer, good. Jessica Jelsma with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 56-12. Right side three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by AIB. Through the lane pass, controlled by the Eagles. 12 seconds left to go in the half. AIB with the basketball. Down to the baseline, shot is blocked by Cook. Rebound Cook, 4 seconds left. 3 seconds, gets it away Jelsma. Jelsma from three-quarter court, floats it ahead to Raddick. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 56, AIB 12. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, one spectator is heading home with a lot of Subway and Taco John's to eat as he made the layup, he made the free throw, he made the three-pointer, and he banked in the half-quarter at the buzzer, so he leaves with a lot of Subway and Taco John's merchandise. Thanks to Subway and Taco John's for, again, sponsoring our halftime shoots this season. Dort College leads 56-12 at halftime. and a very symmetrical first half. Dort College was ahead 28-6 at the 10-minute mark, and they lead 56-12 at halftime. Dort College led by Kayla Brookice 14 points unofficially. AIB topped by Kristen Jones and Michelle Miller with 3 points apiece. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're at halftime. Dort College leads 56-12 over the AIB Eagles. Dort College, 19 of 38 from the floor, 50%. AIB, 4 for 34 from the floor for 11.8%. AIB, 1 of 8 on three-pointers. Certainly seemed like they took more than that. Dort College, 5 of 7 from the three-point line for 71.4%. Dort College, 33-19, rebounding advantage. Turnovers, AIB, 17. Dort College, 9. Individually, the Dort College defenders, led by Kayla Brookice and Kara Van Dyke with 14 points apiece. 12 points for Elise Marish. 5 for Jessica Jelsma. And 3 for Brianna Sprunk. 2 each for Lexi Raddick, Emily Newman, and Micah Hulst has 4. Point totals, Michelle Miller with 3, Kristen Jones with 3, 2 each for Hannah Redinius, Bailey Boswell, and Megan Howard. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers for rebounds right after this. Rebounding totals look like this. Kara Van Dyke leads Dort College with 8, 6 for Brianna Spront, 5 for Elise Marish, 4 for Micah Hulse, 3 for Jamie Cook, 2 each for Jasmine Skelhaas and Kayla Brookice. For AIB, Hannah Redinius with 5 rebounds, 4 for Kristen Jones, and 2 for Morgan Hansen. After that, no one else with more than 1. Dort College's Jasmine Skelhaas has a game-high 5 assists thus far. She also has 2 steals in 13 minutes of play. Jessica Jelsma and Micah Hulst with 3 steals apiece. Dort College leads 56-12. One Great Plains Athletic Conference doubleheader happening this evening. That is Briarcliff and Northwestern in Sioux City. And in that one, it is Briarcliff leading Northwestern at halftime, 44-40. Coming up this weekend, Dort College men's and women's basketball as they travel to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doan Tigers. You can hear that game on KDCR, or those games, I should say, on KDCR 88.5 FM as the defenders will face a Doan College team in men's play that is unbeaten. Beat Kansas Wesleyan last night, put 100 points on the board. The Doan College women playing tomorrow evening, so we won't be able to give you the updated record on them until tomorrow. Or actually until Friday morning, as they'll be playing an odd Thursday evening contest. Other games going on inside the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening include, these are games involving GPAC teams. Dakota Wesleyan is playing Augustana in women's basketball. They're at halftime. I believe that's an exhibition, though. Augustana leads at 46-21. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 56-12, Dort College in front. Non-conference women's basketball, Dort College leading AIB. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Dort College leads AIB at halftime, 56-12. AIB has not come out of the locker room as of yet. Dort College defenders have come out of the locker room. They are warming up for the second half of play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and a pretty light Wednesday night of basketball, and the last quiet one. Well, we'll have a quiet, relatively quiet Wednesday night next week, obviously, leading into the Thanksgiving break. Nord College playing conference basketball on Tuesday night of next week. Here at home against the Mount Marty Lancers, they'll welcome them in from Yankton, South Dakota. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are just about set to resume play. AIB with the basketball, trailing 56-12. Ball is inbounded. AIB with the basketball out front. This is Burkhartsmeyer. Left side pass. Wheeling into the lane, not much there for Katira Young. Shot missed, rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away to Skelhaus. Skelhaus drives in, kicks it right side, Spronk. Spronk, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, layup good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got 16, and the Dort College lead is 58-12. 58-12 our score. Dort College has subbed liberally through the first 20 minutes or so, 20-plus minutes of this basketball game. A baseline jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by AIB. AIB with it into the lane, and it's stripped away. Having it momentarily was Redinius, and Redinius had it stripped. AIB with the basketball. This is Hansen. Hansen, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. It comes in to Redinius. Redinius with the basketball. Redinius tries to shovel it outside. Does so. AIB trapped for the moment is Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer gives it up. Now gets the return pass, trying to post up Skelhaus. Throws it off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Brookice. Brookice pressing the issue. She's going to drive the lane. Layup good. Brookice with a game-high 16 points. This is her first game after the volleyball season concluded. She earned all Great Plains Athletic Conference second-team honors in volleyball play. AIB with the basketball. Redinius shot too strong off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Marish. Here comes Dort College. They're on a 4-0 run to start the second half. Brookice all the way down to the baseline. Nothing there. Now fires it inside for Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries to get a little room to work with, and she's fouled on the play. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line and shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Van Dyke. Foul goes on number 32, Katira Young. Young whistled for her third personal. Van Dyke to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair of free throws. First one is up and down. She's got 17, so now she takes over game honors. 18-19 remaining. Ball game, Dort College 61, AIB 12. Now this AIB team, averaging 76 points per ball game. But a lane violation called on Van Dyke, so scratch that second free throw. Dort College leads 61-12. 61-12 our score. AIB with the basketball. They go right side. Boswell down to the baseline. Shot is blocked partially by Spronk. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB with it on the right side. This is Howard. Howard throwing it in, gets it in over the top to Miller. Miller setting the offense. Miller picks up her dribble. Miller tries to feed it down low, and the ball is tipped, controlled by AIB. Shot underneath, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke on that missed baseline jumper. Here comes Skelhaus. Skelhaus ahead to Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the lane. Kick out pass comes back over to Spronk. Spronk will drive in, shovels it up with the right hand. Good. Dort College picking up right where they left off in the first half. They've scored the first 7 points of the second half and lead at 63-12. AIB basketball, three-pointer, left wing, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped in. We've got a foul called on Brianna Spronk on the rebound. Spronk has just picked up foul number three. AIB to inbound, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Howard. Howard looking, throws over the top, and finds Mackenzie Nessa. Wide open shot on the seal. That's Megan Howard. Howard with a two-point basket. North College leads 63-14. Skelhaus picks up her dribble, comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke entry pass down low to Marish. Back outside, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three rattles, no good. The rebound taken away by Marish. Marish lay in, good. Marish with 14, and the Dort College defenders lead 65-14. Shot no good on the other end. AIB quick on the trigger. Here comes Dort College. Brookice. Brookice driving in, throws it away. Intended for Spronk. It looked like Brookice might have a lane to the basket and instead tried to fire it to the baseline. And the Dort College lead is 65-14. 16:50 left to play in this contest. Mackenzie Nessa across half court gets the return pass. Nessa on the right wing. Comes back left side to Howard. Howard to Nessa. Cross court pass right side, Boswell. Boswell with the basketball. Boswell's pass taken away by Brookice. Brookice has Newman open, gets it to her. Newman driving in with a left hand. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. As she was fouled in the act of shooting, that's going to go on Nessa. Nessa picks up her second. So Newman will shoot a pair of free throws. So two free throws on the way for Newman this season. Newman shooting her fourth free throw of the year, and she has yet to have success from the free throw line. Line changes for both teams. Dort College, Blunt and Jelsma check in along with Hulst. Newman still on the floor. And also on the floor for the defenders is Van Dyke. She stays on the floor for AIB. They've got five new players in. Free throw misses, short, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB with the basketball. 16-12 remaining. Ball game. Left side pass. AIB, Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer collapsed on by Blunt. Now the ball deflected, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her second personal foul. Last year's AIB team was 12-18. They finished 6-12 in the MCC, the Midwest Collegiate Conference. They turn it over on the other end. Dort College back the other way. Van Dyke open three. Good. Kara Van Dyke reins in another three. She's got 20. And the defenders lead 68-14. AIB basketball. This is Young. Young down in the corner. Back over to Redinius. Her shot no good. And the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. Jamie Cook is in. Kara Van Dyke is out. So inbounding the basketball for AIB is Hansen. They get it inside, and the driving layup is good for Ariel Hunter. Her first field goal of the night. Dort College leads 68-16. Left side is Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes over to Blunt. Blunt to Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Newman, Blunt, Blunt. Free throw line comes to Hulst, kick out into the corner, Cook, around the horn they go, back over to Jelsman. Jelsman tests the waters with the left hand, good. Jessica Jelsman with 7 points. Dort College leads 70-16. 5 minutes into the second half, Dort College with a 54-point advantage. Ball deflected by Blunt, ball's down on the floor, picked up by AIB. AIB with a basketball. Redinius, ball tipped, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma called for the foul, and Jessica picks up her first personal. Oh, they called the foul on AIB, beg your pardon. I thought certainly that they gave it to Jessica Jelsma, but instead they gave it to an AIB player. Dort College with the ball, Jelsma. Jelsma to Cook. Cook to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt gives it up, Newman. Newman to Cook. Cook posting up with the right hand. Nothing there, Jelsma. Jelsma back outside Newman. Newman in the lane, fired it out of bounds. Turnover, Dort College. AIB gets the ball back. Keep moving. 14-20 and counting. AIB with the basketball. AIB down 70-16. Pass into the lane. It's down on the floor and picked up by AIB. AIB with the basketball. AIB down to the baseline, and we've got a foul called on Robin Blunt. Blunt whistled for the personal. And AIB will inbound the basketball underneath the basket. Throwing the ball in for AIB is Mackenzie Nessa. Nessa pass over the top, taken by Michelle Miller. Miller, nothing there, comes back to, well, Miller gets the return pass. She's running the point. Dort College looks like they're in a man-to-man defense. Shot on the way, missed it, no good. AIB has just had a horrible time trying to get the ball in the hoop tonight. 70-16, Dort College in front. Shot on the way by Miller, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Here comes Dort College in transition. Jelsma with the basketball. Comes right side to Newman. Newman back outside, Raddick. Raddick, three, missed it, no good. Hulst had it for a moment. And now foul called on the rebound against Dort College as they tried to collapse on Michelle Miller. Hulst and Cook tried to trap her. Foul called on Micah Hulst. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number four on the defenders here in the second half. AIB basketball, left side, Nessa. Nessa spins down to the baseline. That's Howard, beg your pardon. Howard with it on the left wing now. Dribbles all the way to the point. Still has her dribble alive. Now passes right wing. Cook tries to jab at it. It's taken by Michelle Miller. Ball tipped and controlled by Cook. Cook shovels it off to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Doesn't have the number. She stops on the right elbow. Back over to Raddick. Raddick, 15-footer, no good. There for the rebound is Hulst. Hulst, no good. And Hulst has it tipped, picks it back up, comes over to Raddick. Raddick, Jelsma. Jelsma into the corner. Newman. Newman, three ball. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the play. Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Caravan Dyke will check into the ball game. Checking out will be Jamie Cook. First free throw is up and good. Micah Hulst makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. Micah Hulst, 3-for-5 from the free throw line tonight. 5 points for the freshman from Michigan. Micah Hulst listed as a 6'3 center from Byron Center, Michigan. Second free throw by Micah Hulst is off the mark, no good. Van Dyke tips it and is unable to come up with it. AIB going back the other way, 71-16. Hulst makes one of two free throws. AIB basketball, three-pointer on the left wing, missed it, no good. Bodies on the floor underneath the basket, taken away by AIB, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke in the backcourt with it. Has it tipped away, and they're going to call it for a double dribble. 12:23 remaining. AIB. Morgan Hansen gets the ball back. 71-16, Dort College in front. They get it underneath. Shot is up in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Morgan Hansen. Hansen's shot is blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away. Here comes Newman. Newman with the ball. Stops. Gives to Jelsma. Jelsma in the lane off the glass. Too strong. No good. There for the rebound. And the putback, though, is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, another two. She's got 22. Dort College leads 73-16. 11:50 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College leading. Van Dyke with it in the backcourt. AIB has been outscored 17-4 to start this second half. Jelsma comes right side, Raddick. Raddick, Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath to Hulst. Hulst layup good. Micah Hulst with 8 points. Stuart College leads 75-16. Marish, Spronk, and Skelhaus to check in. Shot on the other end, no good. Rebound taken away by Raddick. Raddick with the ball, shovels it ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma into the lane, drops it off for Hulst. Hulst misses, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's taken down by AIB. Back the other way we come, Jones. Young. Young, layup, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. They clear it out right elbow. And a drive into the lane, and what do we have, a block or a charge? I believe they're going to call Caravan Dyke for a block. .11:01 left to play in the game. Dort College 75, AIB 16. So free throws on the way for AIB's Alex Burkhartsmeyer. First one is good. She's got another one coming. So subs checking in again. Dort College with this one in hand from the outset. Scored first 13 points of the ball game, and it has never been close. Second free throw is good by Burkhartsmeyer. And Dort College comes back the other way with the lead and the basketball. Three-pointer right side is good. Kayla Brookice with 19 points. And the Dort College defenders leading 78-18. Brianna Spront takes one off of the chops. And Dort College gets the ball on the foul call against AIB's Mackenzie Nessa. Nessa whistled for the personal. So Dort College with the ball, leading 78-18. Bringing the basketball up is Howard. Howard at the free throw line. Comes back outside, gets the return pass. She'll fire a three and hit it. Megan Howard with 7 points, and the Dort College lead is 78-21. Ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. 10:09 remaining in the game. Pass comes into Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the right side to Brookice. Brookice, right wing, Marish. Marish on the baseline, gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, 12-footer, right side, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB racing the other way. Shot in traffic is up and no good. Rebound cleared out by Spronk on the missed shot by Bailey Boswell. Skelhaus will bring it up. She comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Brookice. Brookice, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk, and she's going to be called for a foul underneath. Brianna Spronk whistled for her fourth personal. That is team foul number six on Dort College in this half. So Dort College on defense. AIB brings it up. Spin move. Layup by Nessa. She's fouled. And Nessa will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nessa averaging 8.7 points per game. She'll shoot her first free throws of the night. She's been shut out thus far. First free throw, no good. Another free throw on the way. 78-21, Dort College in front. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodebor's an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewey is a broker. Nessa makes one of two free throws. Leading scorer for AIB is Megan Howard. She has 7 points. 9.5 left to go in the game. Blunt with it. She passes right side. And led Maris just a little too far. Leads her out of bounds. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB with the basketball. Ringing it up is Burkhardsmeyer. Burkhardsmeyer, pass into the lane, tipped and controlled by AIB. Now they throw it away. It'll be North College basketball on the turnover. 9:15 left to go in the game. Skelhaas on the right side. Picks up her dribble, Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Newman. Newman, Blunt. Blunt with a basketball in the lane. Gives it up, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, short jumper, missed it, no good. Blunt jarred it free. Rebound taken away by AIB and Hansen. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen. They go down low. Shot is up, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the outlet pass over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the ball. Comes over to Newman. Newman. Left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Skelhaas, right wing. Back over to Blunt at the top of the key. Marish, and Marish is going to be called for steps. Travel violation called on the defenders. Micah Holst will check into the contest. Checking out is Kara Van Dyke. AIB has the basketball. For AIB, it has been a long, long evening, and it's going to be a long ride back to Des Moines. AIB basketball, they get it out front. Shot on the way is off the mark. No good by Young. Rebound tipped and controlled by AIB and Redinius. Redinius with the basketball in the corner. Pass down low, shot in traffic. No good. Rebound controlled by Marish on the missed shot by Hunter. Kick pass left side, Newman. Newman, three ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Marish. Marish off of the glass, on the putback, good. Elise Marish with her first 2 points her first 2 points since the 10-minute mark. She's got 16. Dort College leads 80-21. AIB basketball. On the left wing, this is Katira Young. Young on the elbow. Burkhardsmeyer. Burkhardsmeyer, hesitation move, layup is good. Burkhardsmeyer with 4 points. Dort College leads 80-24. 80-24, our score. 7:20 and counting. Pass high low, they go to Holst. Holst down to Newman. Newman to Blunt. Blunt in traffic, and she's fouled on the play, and Robin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Robin Blunt wears number 25. She is a freshman from St. Paul, Minnesota. She's listed as a guard, high school teammate with Emily Newman. So the free throw on the way for Blunt is up. No good. Another one on the way for Blunt. Blunt now 0 for 3 from the charity stripe today. 4 for 9 for the season. Newman, Jelsma, Blunt, Holst, and Marish on the floor for the defenders. Second free throw by Blunt is good, so she makes one of two. Raddick checks into the ballgame. Dort College enjoying an 81-24 advantage. So Dort College's two wins this season are going to be blowouts heading into the conference year. Had some relatively tight games early in the year as well. Micah Holst on the defense with the basketball. Redinius, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB with the basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes over to Miller. Miller to Nessa. Miller, right wing. Burkhardsmeyer. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Again, rebound taken away by Newman off the missed shot by Nessa. Here comes Dort College. Right side pass, Raddick. Raddick down to the baseline. And Raddick is going to be fouled on the play by Mackenzie Nessa. Nessa whistled for her fourth personal. And bonus time for the defenders and Lexi Raddick. Raddick is a 5'9 freshman from Parker, Colorado. So two free throws on the way, or one and one, beg your pardon, on the way for Raddick. Free throw is good. She's 3 for 3 this season. She's got 3 points tonight. Came in averaging 2.2 points per contest. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. So Raddick makes them both. She's got 4 points. And the defender lead is 83-24. We'll have new players in just a moment. Fort Ord College, at least one. Blocked shot by Micah Hulst. Rebound controlled by AIB. AIB over the basketball. 6.5 left to go in the game. Out front with the ball is Howard. Howard driving down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back to Bailey Boswell. Boswell, round the horn they go. Goes down left side, Nessa. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Newman. Shot clock violation. It'll be Dort College basketball. New player checking in. This is Bethany Hulst. Hulst will check in. Marish will check out. So the Hulst sisters are on the floor. Bethany, a freshman. A junior. Micah, a freshman. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Comes right side, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman to Raddick. Raddick out front. Dort College leading 83-24. Raddick picks up her dribble. Comes over to Hulst. Hulst to Raddick. Raddick gives it up. Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman to Raddick. Raddick down to the right baseline. Her shot is up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. And Raddick will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. This time she'll shoot the automatic two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. That is team foul number 8 on AIB as well in this half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Also might be watching via a webcast at 3w.dort.edu. Raddick makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. This one's up and down as well. So Raddick is 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 6 points. Blount is in. Newman is out. 85-24, Dort College leading. AIB bringing the ball up is Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. She goes right side, Hansen. The give and go. Shot is blocked by Blount. Fight for the basketball. Taken down by AIB and now out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball as Hannah Redinius stepped on the end line with the basketball. It'll be Dort ball with 5:25 remaining. So Jessica Jelsma, Jr., dribbles the ball into the front court. She passes right side, Blount. Blount underneath. It goes Bethany Hulst, and Hulst forces a tie-up after the entry pass by Micah Hulst. And Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop on the alternating possession call. Jelsma to throw it in. Jelsma looking. Still looking. Lob pass into Raddick. Raddick short jumper. Missed it. No good. There for the rebound, though, and Blount missed it. Blount had it for the moment. Lost it out of bounds, and now they'll say it was last touched by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. I had thought Robin Blount touched it last, but Dort College throwing it in. This is Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma around the horn, right side. Blount, Blount. Tries to feed it down low, and it's kicked and controlled by AIB and Katira Young. 5 minutes left to go in the game. Jelsma with a steal on the other end. Jelsma stops on the right wing. She's going to drive in, kicks it over to Blount. Blount, shot too strong, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Hulst. Hulst shot, no good. That's Micah. Dort College regains possession of it. Jelsma spins into the lane, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on the defenders. Two new players checking in for Dort College. Vanessa V. Hill and Abigail Olson check in. I believe everyone in uniform has now played for the defenders. V. Hill, a 5'11 freshman from Parker, Colorado. Olson, a 5'9 freshman from Atkinson, Nebraska. Driving in, layup no good on the other end. And a foul called on the defenders. Foul called on Dort College's Robin Blount. Blount whistled for the personal. 85-24 Dort College. It's been all Dort College from the outset. First free throw is no good by AIB's Mackenzie Nessa. She's got another one coming. 85-24 Dort College. Second free throw is off the front iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Blount. Blount passes it ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma left side, Olson. Olson with the basketball, Blount. Blount splits the defense, on the offensive drive, and she's called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to AIB. AIB with the basketball. AIB driving right side. Shot is blocked, but a foul on the play called on Robin Blount. Blount whistled for her second personal. 4:16 left to play in this game. Beg your pardon, foul number three on Robin Blount. So free throws on the way for Mackenzie Nessa. Nessa 1-for-4 from the charity stripe tonight. She entered the game 6-of-6, so she's 7-of-10 right now. And make it 7-of-11. Can't make the free throw. She's 1-for-5 now from the charity stripe. So another free throw on the way. This one's up and no good by Nessa. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Bethany Hulst came away with it. Dort College basketball goes left side. Olson. Olson open look at a three. Left it short. No good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be AIB basketball. 4:04 remaining in this one. The suspense taken out of this one early. Dort College used some pressure defense early to disrupt AIB. And the AIB Eagles never able to recover. Trailing 85-24. 17-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB with the basketball. This is Miller. Miller missed the shot moments ago. She got her own rebound back eventually. AIB basketball. Pass goes to Megan Howard. And Howard tries to pass it and is deflected out. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be AIB basketball. 3:38 left in this one. Dort College entered the contest averaging 67.4 points per game. Shot underneath, no good. Rebound cleared out by Bethany Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Four players around her. Got to look long. Comes over to Jelsman. Jelsman with the basketball. Comes over to Olson. Olson, 15-footer left side, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB long pass over the top. And the Eagles will get free throws as Olson's called for the personal. Howard will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 3:18 remaining, Dort College leading 85-24. This was a 56-12 ball game at halftime. First free throw is up and good for Howard. Howard now with eight. And another free throw on the way. Jelsma is out. Checking in, Raddick. Second free throw is up and good. So Howard makes them both. She's got nine. And the defenders lead 85-26. Left side pass, Olson. Olson with the basketball, Raddick. Raddick, right side. They swing it, diagonal pass, short corner, Olson. Olson, wide open basket is good off the assist from Blunt. So Olson with the two-point basket. And on the other end, AIB with the two-point basket. Michelle Miller with 5 points. And the defender lead is 87-28 as the two teams exchange baskets. Olson with it on the left wing. Over to Raddick. Raddick, Bethany Hulst. Hulst on the elbow. Underneath it goes Vigil. Vigil with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Vigil. Vigil wraps it around back over to Olson. Now the ball's down on the floor and a travel violation called on AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Newman is in. Robin Blount is out. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. It'll be Abigail Olson. Olson to Traeger. They get it into the corner. Newman. Fresh 30 for Dort College to work with. They'll work it around. Comes back right side underneath Bethany Hulst. AIB comes away with a steal. Coming away with it for AIB was Kirsten Jones. Eagles have the basketball on the left side. Might have been a travel. No call made. Burkhartsmeyer with it. Burkhartsmeyer. Right side, three, missed everything, no good. There for the rebound, though, and the putback attempt is AIB's Morgan, Hunter, and Hunter can't get the short shots to go, and now a blocking foul called on the defenders in the backcourt. Going to the free throw line will be Kateri Young. Kateri Young with two free throws. Dort College over the 10-foul limit. First free throw is up, no good. Another one on the way for Young. 2 minutes remaining in this ball game. Dort College 87, AIB 28. Rebound comes loose, and Ord College pats it around, and it ends up out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB with the ball. Throwing it in will be Burkhardsmeyer. Burkhardsmeyer, throw into the backcourt. And AIB will set the offense. Bringing it up will be Hunter. Hunter, right side, Hansen. Hansen, down low, shot is up, and good. Two-point basket for Katira Young. 87-30, Dort College leading. And Young with a steal out front off the pass by Raddick. She'll drive in, lay it up with the left hand, good. She's got 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 87-32. 1:27 and counting, ball game. Raddick into the front court. Pass goes left side, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman back to Raddick. Raddick, three, hangs on the rim, won't drop through. Here comes AIB back the other way. Hannah Redenius will bring the ball up. Long pass into the front court. With it is Young. Young shot no good. Rebound, Abigail Olson. Abigail Olson outlet over to Lexi Raddick. Raddick can't chase it down. AIB comes up with it. Katira Young. She'll drive in. No, this is Burkhardsmeyer. Burkhardsmeyer comes out with it. 19 to shoot. AIB underneath. Down to the baseline is Hansen, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders. Foul called on Dort College's Abigail Olson. Olson whistled for the personal. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Hansen goes to the free throw line, knocks the first one down. She's got another one coming. This one's up and down as well, so Hansen makes them both. And the Dort College lead is 87-34. 40 seconds and counting. Left side pass, Olson. Olson on the wing, goes high post to Vigil. Vigil, 15-footer from the elbow, no good. There for the rebound is Bethany Hulse. Her shot, no good. And now reach-in foul called on the defenders. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB will shoot a free throw on the other end. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Vanessa Vigil. So Redenius will go to the free throw line. Hannah Redenius with the free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. Another one on the way for Redenius. 87-34, Dort College leading. So another charity toss coming for Redenius. Free throw is up. Free throw's off the side of the iron. No good. AIB comes away with the offensive rebound. Now we have a tie-up on the play, and with under 30 seconds to go, the shot clock is off. Dort College will have the basketball. 29.7 seconds remaining. Dort College into the front court with the basketball. Raddick. Raddick gives it up to Newman. Newman, Vigil. Vigil on the right elbow lane to Hulst. Hulst turns into the lane, has it stripped. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This will be Abigail Olson tossing it in. 87-34, our score. Goes left corner, Newman. Raddick. Raddick, three, no good. 9 seconds left. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. 7.8 seconds remaining. Ball is inbounded to Burkhardsmeyer. Burkhardsmeyer into the front court. 3 seconds left. Puts up the off-balance three, and that's the ball game. 87-34, our final. The Dort College defenders defeat AIB in non-conference women's college basketball. That's going to do it for the play-by-play portion of our broadcast this evening. Stay tuned. Worldwide, the Wireless World post-game wrap-up coming up right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Our final score, Dort College 87, AIB 34. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Also made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders victorious over AIB, 87-34. And, Coach, any possibility? Let's take a look at the score for the... scoring for AIB, they were 11 of 76 from the floor. Dort College, 30 of 70 from the floor. 7 of 17 on three-pointers. AIB, 2 for 17. Coach Craig Steensman has taken a seat beside me. And, Coach, from the outset, your team jumped all over AIB and got up early and never let up, forced some turnovers, and a pretty good outing by your team, especially in setting the tone.
Yeah, you know, we set the tone very well, and I thought the defensive energy was good. You know, and I thought also our rebounding was good. Our rebounding was a big part of it for us. Then it looks good when the ball goes in the basket, too. And, you know, we had some shooters that were on tonight. And I thought Kara did a nice job just attacking the basket and getting running the floor hard. And, you know, so it was good to see that we were able to give AIB one bad shot.
You end up out-rebounding AIB 66-48. I'm going to take a look at some records either tonight or tomorrow morning, but 66 rebounds has got to be close to a team record for this ball for Dort College women's basketball.
Yeah, I would think it is close, and I think we got some good contributions from everybody. It looks like everybody got a rebound, so if it was some kind of a record, it'd be nice that everybody was involved in that. But, you know, that was for us, I thought that was a big key.
Caravan Dyke, 22 points. Elise Marish, 16. Kayla Brookhuis, 19. Didn't take long for Brookhuis to shake some rust off, as you've had her in practice for less than a week, but she made the most of her minutes tonight.
Right. She's been doing some shooting, so and she's been shooting it well. So it's nice to see that the ball goes in for her, and you know her shot looks so good, and she's been shooting really well in practice. So she provides us with a lot of energy. She's a great defensive player, and just good to have her on the floor.
How does this game prepare you for Doan, or does this game at all prepare you for Doan College on Saturday?
I think it does, because a couple of the little things that we worked on in terms of how we rebound and how we're running the floor and staying wide, we need to carry those things over to Doan. And, you know, Doan is obviously a good team. They're undefeated right now, and so it'll be fun to go there on Saturday for the first conference game.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Good win for your team tonight.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The point totals, Caravan Dyke, 22 points on 8 of 14 shooting. Kayla Brookhuis, 19 points on 7 of 11 shooting. 16 points for Elise Marish. She was 6 of 7 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. After that, it drops off to 7 points for Jessica Jelsma, 6 for Lexi Raddick, 5 for Brianna Sprock, 7 for Micah Holst off of the bench, 2 for Abigail Olson, and 1 for Robin Blunt, 2 for Emily Newman for their total of 87. No one hit double digits for AIB, 9 points for Megan Howard, 5 for Michelle Miller, 4 each for Alex Burkhartsmeyer, 4 for Kateri Young, and 2 each for Ariel Hunter, Morgan Hansen, Hannah Redinius, and Bailey Boswell. Three points, that is, for Kristen Jones. Hannah Redinius had a team-high 13 rebounds for AIB. Caravan Dyke had 15 rebounds for the Defenders, 9 rebounds for Elise Marish, 8 rebounds for Micah Holst, 7 for Brianna Sprunk. 5 assists for Jasmine Skelhaus this evening, 4 for Brianna Sprunk, 2 for Kayla Brookhuis, and 2 for Elise Marish. For AIB, they were topped by Kateri Young's four steals. York College got five steals from Jessica Jelsma. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The York College defenders improved to 2-4, while AIB falls to 1-3. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of York College defender basketball. Next up for the defenders, they will be in action this weekend. They travel to Crete, Nebraska on Saturday for doubleheader action starting at 1 o'clock. Note that early start time due to Doan hosting a Great Plains Athletic, a NAI National Tournament volleyball match. That will start at 1 o'clock. Will the defenders versus Doan in women's basketball play? Men will follow at about 3 o'clock. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, and Mike Biker. Once again, our final, York College 87, AIB 34 in women's college basketball play.